Welcome to the Leadership in Context podcast with Keith Tusey. Giving is a manifestation of grace.
Hi, this is Keith Tusey, and welcome to Leadership in Context, where we are helping believers be equipped to bring the kingdom of God into the context of their life and the local church. Hey, we've been talking about core culture. I'm doing some podcasts on the book I wrote. If you haven't ordered it, you can go to the NRP webpage and get it. Core Culture, the Tremendous Strategy of Generosity that Launched the Church. And I want to talk to you about giving as a grace today. And I want to jump into 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given to the churches in Macedonia. He equates grace and giving together. Now, interestingly, if you read these two chapters, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, the word grace comes up at least seven times. Verse 1, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9, then in chapter 9, verse 8 and 14. And the great takeaway from these two chapters regarding giving, if you don't get anything else, is that giving is a manifestation of grace and giving is a work of grace. What do I mean by that? If you have grace in your life, it manifests through certain actions, and giving is one of them. We receive the grace of God, what God gave us for salvation, then in turn we give out of our life. So it's a manifestation of grace, and it's also a work of grace, meaning that as we respond to the Holy Spirit's nudges in our life to give, we develop the tentacles or the ligaments, the supporting structures that enable us to incorporate grace in every area of our lives, not just giving. If you develop a strength in one area, it's a lot easier to translate it into another area. And in this area of giving, it's an obvious handle, a target, if you would, where we can focus on using the grace of God. And my observation is that people that get free in this area are able to allow that grace to flow over into other areas. So giving is an avenue for grace to abound, okay? And the opposite of that is when believers who testify to be walking in grace, that they're born again, don't give. Usually it's because they don't give. Usually it's because they can't give. They're in bondage. If you're listening to me today and you struggle with just giving your basic tithe, and that's not even giving. The Bible says to bring your tithe. Giving starts after the tithe, according to Scripture. Then there's a grace issue. There's something in your salvation experience and understanding that you're not releasing to take part of every area of your life because your finances are not distinct from any other part of you. Matter of fact, they're integrated into every part of you. Almost everything you think of, there is some financial equation that goes with that. Now, here's one of the side revelations or benefits, if I could use that word, of when you flow in this grace, is I think you absorb or comprehend, maybe is a better word, that God is vitally interested in your personal financial situation. Meaning this, that when I put God first and I allow the grace of God to flow out of me in giving, there becomes an element in me, a revelation, an assurance, a understanding, a comprehension that God is vitally interested, not just in the money I give, but in my whole financial picture, and that he can order my steps. And as I had grace flow out of me for giving, God's grace can flow into me for proper financial equipping, blessing, decision-making, and, you know, even seeing God prolong the sandals on my feet, so to speak. And, you know, sometimes when there are things happening I know one of my sons just had a financial setback, a little irritation thing, and I just reminded him. I said, look, you're a giver. Stand on your giving and reclaim that. Now, you can't do that if you don't think God is really interested in your money and God is really interested in your life, which, of course, he really is. One of the reasons is, and we already covered this, is because it's really not your money anyway. It's really God's money, and God is interested in everything that belongs to him. And by the way, if you've been saved, you belong to him because he bought you, okay? You've heard of the vicious circle. That's called the grace circle. So in verse 3, this is what he says to them. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. Now, let's look at some power statements in this verse. He said, I'm testifying. I'm giving you a firsthand witness. I know these people. According to their ability, so they responded based on their measurable ability. And beyond their ability, what is not measured. In other words, they gave beyond, I would say this, what would seem reasonable for that person to give. And then he says, of their own accord. In other words, this was something that was coming out of them. This was something that was in them. They weren't being pressured. They weren't being manipulated. They didn't feel like, if I don't give it, it's not going to happen. If I don't give it, no one else is going to do it. That was not the attitude here. They gave beyond their own ability. They had an open heart, and God filled their hand when they opened their heart. You know, the grace of giving is no different than like the grace of certain ministry. When you put yourself out there, when you give of yourself and God uses you in a supernatural way, you are very aware that, hey, that came from something that is beyond my first birth. That was a supernatural experience of God's grace. And that's exactly true. Now, grace, I wrote another book on grace, so I'm fairly well versed on this subject. And it grieves me that people actually use grace as a license in some cases not to obey God. In the book I wrote on grace, I said that grace is not divine slack, but divine empowerment. So on page 35 of the book I recently wrote, I made this statement. I said, when we are considering the exhortation at hand given by Paul about giving in grace, we must note that the Corinthian church, who was operating actually out of control in the gifts of the Spirit. Remember 1 Corinthians 12, he addresses this. And 14, he gives them instruction. Okay? And he says this, you know that when you were pagans, you were led astray by mute idols, however you were led. Paul was saying that pagans use their gifts however they want, and however they are led, and however they feel at the moment. Okay? He said, that's what pagans do. I just felt this. I just was led this. I just do this. I was compelled to do this. And how many times have we heard people justifying their so-called spiritual liberty while not realizing at the same time they're indicting themselves as spiritual pagans by worshiping their liberty? So grace doesn't get you to worship your liberty. Grace gets you to respond to God's call on your life. And it's a travesty that grace has been interpreted the other way. So the main point of 1 Corinthians 12, talking about the gifts of the Spirit being out of control, is found in verse 7. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit, what? For the common good. How do you know when you're operating your gift in the best way? That it's not about you, it's about others. It's about the common good. And so we understand that the word gift used in 1 Corinthians 12 and the word grace used in 2 Corinthians 8, they come from the same Greek root word, the same family of words. Okay, so we don't use the grace of giving as we just feel led. We use the grace of giving in an intentional way. We set ourselves up to be givers. Remember, I talked about that God wasn't just looking for need meters, people that would meet needs. I mean, that's not bad, But he's looking for people that are givers, that's part of their culture personally. And by the way, I really do believe that there is a corporate culture. And when you have a church where just, you know, a certain percentage of people are the givers, then I think that affects the spiritual atmosphere. I think that affects the creative movement of the Holy Spirit. I think it creates the or limits the leadership in really moving the church forward in distinct and particular and unique ways that might fit the giftings and callings of that body. I really believe that, because if you're stopping grace in one way, it's usually going to be stopped in another way. And I think giving is one of the best ways, and maybe the easiest way, if I could use that word, easy is probably not a fair word, maybe the most measurable way to work on grace in your life. So if you're looking at saying, I want to be more of a giving person, I want to be somebody who shares the gospel, I want to be somebody that's open to be used in ministry, I want to be somebody that's willing to, you know, be have greater service, I would say, look at your giving and ask God, God, empower me to go beyond my ability. What does beyond my ability mean? I got ahead of myself there from 2 Corinthians 8:3. That's a supernatural realm of giving. That's when you're empowered to give and you're giving in faith and you're developing that grace muscle that is supernatural. Hallelujah. Doesn't this get you excited to hear these things? Some of you are saying, amen, that's what happened to me. And now I'm seeing this is how this has worked in my life. And you know, you need to share that with people. And for some of you, maybe it's just a provocation to say, hey, I need to really release the grace of God. I want to abound in grace. I want to see grace as a manifestation and a leverage of my giving in Jesus' name. Hey, this is Keith Tusey for Leadership in Context. If this podcast was a blessing to you, why don't you share it with somebody else and be a blessing to them? The book is available. I think it'd be a great group study for local church. I think anything related to discipleship and leadership, it should be mandatory. So have a great week in Jesus' name.
If you develop a strength in one area, it's a lot easier to translate it to another area. People who get free in the area of giving are able to allow that grace to flow over into other areas. Giving is an avenue for grace to abound. You can order Pastor Keith's latest book, Core Culture, The Tremendous Strategy of Generosity That Launched the Church, by visiting nrpastors.com/core-culture. Thanks for listening this week to another episode of Leadership in Context with Keith Tusey. Join us next week as Keith continues to equip believers to lead in every area and venue of life. As always, subscribe, like, rate, and share our podcast. To contact Keith or ask him a question, email podcast@nrpastors.com. If you would like more information, you can check out our website, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram @nrpastors. See you next week.